Today on Wings, International Women's Day greetings.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Bianca Miglioretto produces women's programming at Radio Laura in Zurich, Switzerland. She collected International Women's Day greetings and updates from women around the world to air on March 8th, International Women's Day 2021, and she shared the recordings with Wings.
Hello, my name is Nimi Chauhan and I'm from India. Greetings to all the gender equality champions, especially those who identify themselves as women on this International Women's Day. I know I may not see a gender equal and a gender just world in my lifetime, but I will definitely continue to push the boundary to the best of my ability every single day of my life. As I was reflecting on what issues I would like to speak about in my message to you, I realized that as women, we are constantly struggling and negotiating for our choice, our voice, and our safety. In my country and many other countries around the world, women still cannot exercise their choice for something as trivial as owning a mobile phone and something as crucial as choosing to marry a partner of their choice. Women's voices remain invisible and discounted. That is not considered important even within their family and the community. And women's safety is still addressed from the perspective of morality and honor rather than from the rights perspective. Women have a right to be safe in their homes, workplaces, and public places. But it seems my safety is my responsibility and it depends on what I wear, where I go, when I go, with whom I go, rather than the responsibility of the state and the society. I know I am privileged. I am educated, live in big city, and I have access to all the basic amenities. I speak at least one international language apart from other Indian languages. I have access to media and information, etc. But now imagine how much more difficult it is for women who are marginalized on account of their disability, sexuality, caste, ethnicity, religion, migrant, refugee status, geographical location, etc. What makes it more difficult is that we are witnessing a rise of the traditionalist and right-wing politics across countries around the world. It concerns me that the world is increasingly becoming intolerant, polarized, with hate, misinformation, disinformation, with communities pitted against one another, where citizens' dissenting voices are being repressed and silenced by governments across the world. An atmosphere of fear and threat of violence makes gender equality many times more difficult. But I see hope in the fact that we are also witnessing brave voices of young women who refuse to be silenced and are publicly standing up and speaking out for their rights. We need to stand together as women from across the generations. One message that we must send out loud and clear is, we will be defined by our abilities and not by our gender. As I sign out, thank you and best wishes to you all. Bye-bye.
Hello, lovely listeners of Radio Laura. I'm so happy to be able to send you this International Women's Day greeting. My name's Sonia. I'm a media freedom activist from Malaysia and a feminist and have been involved in community radio for about 25 years now. This year's been an interesting one already for Malaysian activists. We've had a fantastic judgment by the court overturning a state-based law which criminalised same-sex activities and relationships. That has been a really powerful moment in galvanising the LGBT community together. Unfortunately, it has, of course, resulted in quite a backlash as well, personal against the judges involved, but we expect to see a wider backlash against the LGBT community in Malaysia. We've had ups and downs over the past 12 months. It's the anniversary of a shattering change of government that happened in 2018, but that was overturned just over a year ago now, with implications for democracy, implications for freedom of speech, and of course every single one of those has an impact upon women. We're looking forward to deepening our work this year on issues to do with media freedom, on issues to do with the right to information, on community media especially. And we look forward to having a really spirited message to be able to send to you next year as we have the fruits of our labour, the ongoing struggles, making some headway over the next 12 months. Stay strong in these hard times, stay safe, and keep up fighting the good fight. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, dear audience of Radio Laura. My name is Yiping. I speak with you from Beijing, China, my hometown. This is a great opportunity to celebrate the International Women's Day on the 8th of March. This is so special for all of us as a woman, as people who are concerned about gender equality, as trans women, as genderqueer people. This is a very unique day that we remind us about our dream for a world that everyone can enjoy the justice, enjoy the equality, with no discrimination, and we still have a long way to go. I just want to share with you some of the story about the women in China, what the challenge we face, and what the struggle that we're now fighting. Maybe you know that Chinese women has comprised the highest participate in the labor force. However, equal pay for the work of equal value, it's still a struggle. And we have observed the increasing gap in terms of their payment, let alone the unrecognized, underpaid or no paid care work that's shouldered by women. Women in China only comprise less than one quarter of the seats in parliament. We still don't have a quota that minimum one third of the seats preserved for women. As UN had advocated for, the target for women political participation should be 50 to 50. We still have a long way to go. In terms of the progress, we also very proud after the decades of joint efforts on the domestic violence law. 5 years ago, finally, we have adopted this law and start to implement this law. So 5 years later, many of the women's organizations, including All China Women's Federation, the women NGO groups, working together along with the lawyers, the judge, and the police, trying to put this law in practice. However, we still have the cases that exposed to the media on the women that suffered from the domestic violence, sexual violence, and all other forms of abuse, psychological abuse, physical abuse, and economic control. The International Women's Day, now we are trying to expand it to the International Women's Month so that we can raise awareness about the importance of the women's rights issue and its relevance to the overall well-being of the society, of the full potential that the people can fulfill in their life, regardless of their gender and the sexual orientation. This is a very important moment that we celebrate our gains and we remind ourselves about the continued struggle that we still need to work together. Yesterday, I met some friends, including the lawyers who work with rural women to claim the rights of women to land in the last 20 years, trying to defend her own land rights. And now she's defending the rights of her daughter. I think all these women and their commitment make this International Women's Day so meaningful. I'm so glad you're listening to my message. I feel like we're connecting with each other, even though we're not able to see each other's face, but I can sense that you also trying to do your work in your region. I feel like we're very close comrades. So let's celebrate together and get inspired from each other. All the best for your life and for your work. Bye.
Thank you, Radio Laura, for this opportunity to air my message on the occasion of Women's Day. Warm greetings to all women of the world. This is Mary Carling, manager of Radio Sagada Philippines. After several decades, the realization on women's role in development remains on paper. Laws and policies have not been translated into actions. Issues of inequality at all levels of political processes have not been comprehensively and genuinely addressed. Recently, in the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte declared that women are not fit in the highest position of the government. This is a sweeping statement that outrightly rejects the right and role of women in all levels of governance. In several media groups, women are harassed or imprisoned by the state forces because of their courageous voice. Within the women's sector, education and empowerment is an immense task. In all walks of life, this empowerment should be demonstrated with vigilance. We remain undaunted in the face of many challenges to the rights and welfare of women. In the community radio of Sagada, we ensure the participation of women in its governance. No doubt, the skills, knowledge, and abilities of women in the radio is accounted for. We encourage their full participation. No endeavor is attained without their meaningful participation. Mabuhay kayo. Long live.
This is Birgitte calling from Denmark to greet you all on this particular day of ours, the 8th of March, the International Women's Day. What is happening in Denmark that is of relevance to all of us? Well, I can say that whereas we had the sense here that some of our major challenges were the lack of equal pay for equal work and the lack of enough women in the boardrooms and in the decision-making positions. Suddenly, a year and a half ago, the whole tsunami of information and documentation and cases and stories came forward of misbehavior in the corridors of businesses and political parties. Some had been going on and that should be stopped. It was clear to all. But that the size and the amount and the gravity and the variation of all of this misconduct, starting from unwanted sexual attention to much graver things and power plays, was surprising and terrible. In all its gravity, it's wonderful that it's coming forward. A lot of new rules are set up in organizations, new legal lawyers, boards that you can contact if things are happening around you to yourself or to others that you observe, where you can have a neutral treatment of your situation. These situations of non-disclosure agreements and settlements that apparently have been very common everywhere can stop. It has been very sad and terrible realization, but it's so good that it's all come forward, that we've all now aware. And that the women who didn't know what to do have also gained the power to go public. I don't think the corridors in the workplaces and in our parliament will be the same again. And I don't think they can. So this is very positive development in our part of the world, despite all the ugliness and gravity and power grabs that it reflects. So with this news from Denmark, have a good celebration. Enjoy yourselves and each other. Happy International Women's Day.
On Wings, you are listening to International Women's Day greetings and updates from women around the world, collected for broadcast by Bianca Miglioretto from Community Radio LoRa in Zurich, Switzerland.
Hi, this is Bianca from Radio LoRa in Switzerland. The COVID-19 pandemic makes the blatant injustice of this world even clearer. Poor people in the global south suffer much more from government measures, are more vulnerable to infections, and have less access to healthcare, not to mention the chances of a vaccination in the near future. patriarchy and the capitalist economy are pushing women back into their traditional roles. Women struggle for the economic survival of the family, take care of the children during lockdowns, do most of the paid and unpaid care work, and suffer from increasing sexual violence. The pandemic must not be fought on the back of women for the benefit of the economy. Profits must not be put above health care for all. Let us strengthen each other in the boundless feminist struggle for a better world. I wish all of you a motivating and strong International Women's Day. March 8 is every day.
Bianca has done a great deal of community radio training around the world, and she is fluent in quite a few languages. For the broadcast in Zurich, she translated all the greetings into German. The next two greetings she collected are in Spanish, one from Spain and one from Mexico. I will do my best to summarize the content.
Durante el 2020 en España se registraron 83 feminicidios y otros asesinatos a mujeres.
In 2020, there were 83 femicides and assassinations of women in Spain.
La crisis del coronavirus no ha tenido las mismas consecuencias para las mujeres que para los hombres.
Coronavirus is affecting women differently from men.
Son ellas quienes más han sufrido los efectos adversos de la pandemia, dado que más del 50% de su empleo está en sectores...
More than half the employees who lost jobs to the pandemic are women, whose jobs are in business, education, health, and social services. At the current rate of gains, it will take 105 years to close the wage gap. Women in Spain take to the streets on March 8th, but the struggle for women's rights must be daily in order to come together for equality.
Pero la lucha por el feminismo tiene que ser a diario para que juntas podamos llegar a la igualdad. Informa Xela Falgueras desde Radio Televisió de Cardedeu.
Hola, les saluda Maru Chávez de México. Soy integrante de CIPAM, Salud Integral para la Mujer, una organización feminista que empezó a transmitir, producir programas con contenido feminista.
Maru Chávez belongs to the group CIPAM, which has been producing feminist content for public radio in Mexico City since 1991.
Y desde 1994 que nos asociamos a la AMARC, hemos estado trabajando en pro del derecho de las mujeres a comunicar y en pro de posicionar los derechos de las mujeres en otras radios comunitarias.
Since 1994, they have been active in AMARC, the World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, where they work on women's right to communicate and on positioning women's rights within the community radio movement.
Además,
now they share a license for Radio Violeta, the first feminist community radio in Mexico. Radio Violeta plays women's music and uses the radio to raise awareness of women's rights. On March 8th, they are making the point that Mexico has now had radio for 100 years, and this is the first feminist station. They see themselves as adding a counterweight to the male-oriented patriarchal content of the other stations.
Consideramos que es un medio de comunicación importante para hacer contrapeso a los contenidos machistas patriarcales de otros medios de comunicación. Por tanto, celebramos la palabra de las mujeres y de las personas de la diversidad sexual también. Que viva la radio, que vivan las mujeres, que viva la radio comunitaria y que viva el 8 de marzo.
Here are more of the greetings shared with Wings by Bianca Miglioretto of Radio Laura in Zurich, Switzerland.
Hi, my name is Nur Hasana from Community Radio Network for Democracy or Jaringan Radio Komunitas untuk Demokrasi in Indonesia. On the commemoration of International Women's Day this year, I would like to invite every woman in everywhere to choose the courage to speak out for all of forms of violence and injustice around them. Every woman has freedom, has the right to be treated fairly, and has the right to be herself, without coercion or pressure from anyone. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Nico from Indonesia. Wishing you health, safety, and compassion during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm a working mom of 3 daughters. As a social activist, I know the fact that number of domestic violence cases reported increased since COVID-19 pandemic. Women in Indonesia become more vulnerable than before since domestic burdens increase due to the pandemic. They have to turn into their children's private tutors as well as managing household. They juggle multiple responsibilities at the same time. When they not deliver, they get violence from her partner or superior member of family. Today, when we celebrate International Women's Day, we will celebrate the equality and remind that women have right to decision-making in all areas of life, equal pay, equal sharing of unpaid care and domestic work, and end of forms of violence against women and girls. We deserve it. Thank you.
Warmest solidarity greeting to all the women on the occasion of the International Women's Day. As we celebrate this historical day in the midst of the corona pandemic, let us honor and salute all the women in the front line and all the women leaders that have demonstrated a more caring approach to this crisis. Let us also salute all the women who are protecting our environment, including my indigenous sisters across the globe. They are the ones protecting our biodiversity to avoid more virus and disasters, but are being attacked, abused, and violated by the patriarchal system that continues to dominate our lives as women. As we struggle to recover from this pandemic, let us gear away from the normal and the business as usual approach, as these embody the structural violence and exploitation of women. It is with the leadership of women that we can take another path for recovery that is caring, just, equitable, and sustainable for the people and the planet. Thank you.
I am Jom Salvador, Secretary General of GABRELA, Alliance of Women in the Philippines. In behalf of Filipino women who continue to resist and persist despite the disastrous impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic and the global economic crisis, I would like to extend our warmest solidarity with the women and non-binary genderqueer sisters from all over the world as we commemorate the 111th International Women's Day. Today, more than ever, as we find ourselves face to face with the worst global health, economic, and security crisis many in our current generation have ever come to know, women are called to persist even harder in our struggle for rights, social justice, and true liberation. This crisis has rendered many women, especially from among the working class, health insecure with no ample social protection, and disproportionately vulnerable to job insecurity, violence, abuse, and exploitation. Yet everywhere, women, frontliners, care and essential workers, farmers, community leaders, are the force that keep communities together and surviving. We are the voice that will not be silenced. We are the power that cannot be suppressed. We will grow even more in our collective struggle. We are women who have a world to win. Makibaka, huwag matakot, sulong kababaihan, dare to struggle, dare to win.
Friends, paying homage to all those who lost their life in the pandemic, I, on behalf of the National Federation of Indian Women, extend my warmest revolutionary International Women's Day greetings to everyone, especially who suffered of COVID-19. The corona has devastated everything. The capitalist mode of production and the way of development failed in providing proper relief to the people, but increased the intensity of the devastation of life and livelihood. In spite of the dismayed scenario, on this day, emphasizing on women's rights and gender equality, women world over celebrate our socio-political, economic and cultural assertions and achievements. Friends, help the women to march forward for a better status. Centuries-old struggles and sacrifices, but on this 8th March, we need to start afresh with more dedication and determination to regain and retain and proceed for a meaningful empowerment as equal citizens. The real challenge before us is how to bring the gender question of the center stage of the post-COVID agenda of the nation states. For this to happen, women across the globe will have to come together for a global campaign as they came together against war and for peace in 1945. We will have to force the international agencies like the UN to make sure that nation states are respecting gender rights, human rights and dignity. My warm regards and greetings to all of you. Half the earth, half the sky. We shall fight. We shall win.
Happy Women's Day. On this day, I, Prativa Chhetri from Nepal, wish to remind ourselves how strong and resilient we really are. Despite the troubles and hardship, we carry on believing in a better tomorrow. Every woman's life and success is an inspiration to the others. Let us celebrate our womanhood, our sisterhood, and cheer each other on. With best wishes and prayers for a happy and healthy 2021 to the sisters the world over. Happy Women's Day.
Wings thanks Bianca Miglioretto and all the women who shared these International Women's Day greetings and updates from their countries. Here's the greeting Wings shared. Here's a warm hello to Radio LoRa listeners from Wings, Women's International News Gathering Service, a radio series where every day is International Women's Day. I'm Wings co-founder and series producer Frieda Worden, greeting you from anti-COVID isolation on an island off the west coast of Canada. Wings started in San Francisco with the aim to provide coverage of the global women's movement beyond the end of the UN decade for women. That decade ended in 1985. In 1986, Wings began collecting stories from feminist radio producers around the world, including trans producers. We take the position that all major issues are women's issues, including the environment, labor, health, politics, and much more. The program airs in several countries, including the U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, and of course on the wonderful Radio LoRa in Switzerland. Happy International Women's Day to you all. To hear Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org. or visit our new website, wingsradio.org/WordPress. We also have a daily news feed at facebook.com/wingsradio. Wings thanks our supporters, including your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, whose biweekly salons can be found at maternalgifteconomymovement.org. That's maternalgifteconomymovement.org. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle Is Cast. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.